Hey, welcome to Rad Summer. I'm so glad you guys are here. Everyone that's here in New Albany, everyone that's watching online. In a second, I'm going to talk about this swimmy. But first, I have to talk about this. So Redding Jane was born on Tuesday, and she's perfect. My wife is a superstar. And that's just not me. That's like all the nurses. She did such a great job. We had this little baby on Tuesday. It just couldn't have gone better. We didn't have the baby. She had the baby. I helped months ago, but it was easy. So this is her just already making herself at home. I mean, just kind of, you know, making me mad. It's like, hey, woman, this is my house. She's a little too comfortable already. I'm a little upset about that. Probably going to crank the air conditioner on her just to make her cry a little more. These are the Hulks. Two Hulks and a princess. So they're trying to figure out who's going to ruin their life right there. But seriously, we're just absolutely filled with joy. It's got to be the right word. It's got to be the right word, joy. Because it's really indescribable. And as Scripture says, that children are a blessing from God. And it literally feels like God just reached down and touched our lives with this little girl. So it's fun. It's really great. I got this swimmy. Kellen needs this swimmy when we go into higher waters, like 4 feet. He has to wear this thing yet, still. And the other day, I took him to the pool, and as we're leaving the pool, I get all the stuff, and it's just me, and I'm gathering things, and I get home, and Katie's like, where's this swimmy? And I'm like, oh, I lost it. And I constantly do this. I'm constantly losing things like swimmies. I lost Kellen's shoes. Like, we went somewhere and like, it's like, where's his shoes? They're gone. I don't know. I mean, do you remember taking them off? I don't know if I took them off or not. I have no idea. I'm constantly losing things. People in my neighborhood lose their phones at the park. You know, we lose stuff all the time. And when I lose certain things, it is frustrating. It's just like, oh, I really wanted that. Like, not too long ago, I got rid of an old car, and I had this pair of Maui Jim sunglasses that I've had for 5 years. I've told you about losing sunglasses in the past. Sitting in the part that's, like, above by the light switch in the middle of the car, and I traded that thing in, and then I got home a week later, and I'm like, where are those sunglasses? I'm like, oh, I lost them. Someone else got those. Someone else opened up my old car and got them, and I get so frustrated. And it is one thing to lose stuff like this. To get frustrated. We lost this, and then we like had 2 weeks of conversation with people that were at the pool, and we got it back. But it's one thing to lose something like a swimmy, or to lose something like your phone, or, you know, to lose whatever it is that, you know, your kid's shoes, whatever you might lose from time to time that frustrates you. But it's another thing to lose the faith. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and they're like, I just lost faith? Do you ever feel like you lose the faith? When you say that, have you thought through what that means when you say, I'm losing the faith? And in this series, we're talking about the fundamentals of spirituality. We're talking about what really makes mature Christians. Scripture says that faith, hope, and love are the fundamentals of spiritual maturity. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about losing the faith. And you are going to leave here today, and you are going to know what God has to say about losing faith. You are going to understand. I am going to take us down a pathway that it takes years and years and years to fully grasp. And I'm not saying you're gonna totally get it. You're going to know a big chunk of it when you leave today. But you're going to have an idea. You're going to go, okay, I know the answer. But you're going to like start to experience it in your life when you go, okay, Joel talked about this kind of faith and that kind of faith. And today, we're going to break down faith. Because if it's one of the fundamentals to spiritual maturity, if like having great faith is a fundamental, and sometimes we lose it, that should make us nervous. But really what that should do is, I'm telling you what that should do, is that should tell us we don't completely understand faith. And so as we look at faith today, we are going to unpack two major pieces of it. There's a lot of different parts that the scripture has to say. But today, if you're like a Bible person, if you grew up in the church, if you study theology, today we're going to look at this thing called positional versus progressive sanctification. We're going to look at two different sides of the faith coin. And what we've done up to this point is we've said that faith is what we put in God. You have the option when you have faith to put it in God. Everybody has faith. Everybody has faith. You get to decide where to put it. Some people put their faith in themselves. Some people put their faith in others. But you get to decide where you put this. And when we truly trust God, we say, I'm depending, I'm relying on you. Faith is dependence upon God. It's a reliance. It's where you say, I'm depending on you. And you look at your life and you go, okay, I can depend on me for my life, big decisions and small. I can depend on others, big decisions and small. Or I can put my faith in God. And when we put our faith in God, then we're moving in the direction of spiritual maturity. It's a decision that you make and you say, I'm going to trust God. But what happens is there's times where we feel like, I trusted God, but like I'm not trusting him today. Have you ever felt like, wait a minute, way back then I trusted God. Like I felt like I relied upon him. I listened to him. I learned from him. And like I was excited and I went to church and I went to camp and all these different things. And I relied upon God. But today I'm not relying upon God. What does that say about me? Did I lose the faith? How about this one? Do I lose my salvation? You ever heard anybody talk about that? You know, there's churches out there that teach that if you lose the faith, you lose your salvation. So wait a minute. How are we going to wrap our minds around what it means to lose the faith? How do we find the faith? I didn't know I was looking for the faith. I thought I had the faith. So today, we are going to unpack faith. And I'm going to help us see that there's really two major sides of faith. Okay? So the first one is what I'm going to call eternal faith. Eternal faith. Now, this faith is blue. It kind of blends in with my shirt there on the screen. And the idea is that eternal faith is something that happens inside. And what it has to do with is eternal life. It is a decision for you and me to say, okay, I am going to put my faith in God. That means that I'm going to, for my eternity, I'm going to rely upon God. Now, this happens because you think that you need to. You see, you don't put your faith in God for your eternity until you're like, I need to put my faith in God. So you get to this point where you go, okay, I realize some things and I believe in God and I am going to take my faith and for my eternity, not for today, not for tomorrow, but for eternal life. Because the scripture says this, that one day you're going to die and I'm going to die. And when that happens, our bodies are going to separate from our spirits. Our spirits are going to separate from our body. And when you place your faith in God, it says in scripture that when you place your faith in God for your eternity, you say, okay, I'm relying on you. I'm depending upon you for my eternal destination. It says that when you're absent from your body, you're present with the Lord. That means that if you, at some point in your life, rely upon God for your eternity, regardless of what happens the rest of the days, you are going to end up in heaven for eternity someday. Let me show you something. When we're talking about eternal life, you need to see this passage of scripture, and we're going to think through this together. And this is the pivotal piece of eternal life. This is it right here. You have to see this, okay? This is what scripture says. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe, and that's why this faith is inside of you. You see, a lot of people will sit there and they'll start to talk about what I'm going to talk about later, everyday faith, and they'll say, well, you need to depend upon God every day, and if you don't, then you lose your eternity. And they sit there and they go, you need to depend upon him, and when you don't depend upon him, you lose your eternity. This is not what this says. It starts inside. It's a decision that you make inside where you believe in your heart in what this passage says. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, that means that you say that Jesus is God. You say that Jesus is your boss. You say Jesus is my homeboy, but really you mean he's my boss. When you get to that point and you believe in your heart, that means that in your heart you rely upon Jesus for your eternity. You don't sit there and go, I did something, I gave something, I have something, I know something. It's only this. I believe in Jesus. So I'm placing my faith in him. And look at this. He says, you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Saved. Saved means that you and I are saved from this truth that Scripture teaches about eternal separation from God. It says if you take your faith and you put it in God, you say, I'm relying on God for my eternity, then that means that when your body dies, you're safe. You're good. You're fine. You're saved. The connection between you and God when you place your faith in him for your eternity, it starts today and it never ends, even when your body dies. You have to make this decision. Where are you going to place your faith for eternity? And when you place your faith in God for your eternity, it starts to affect your everyday. But I just want to back up. You and I, when we're looking at this passage, here is how you come to faith. Here's how you get to the point. Here's the reasoning that goes through your mind. When you are looking at Jesus and you're coming to church or you're trying to figure out what faith is or you're trying to figure out how to believe in God and what does it look like, here's what you're going to do. It's right in this passage. You are going to see that you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. So you're going to start and you're going to look at the word dead. And what the word dead is going to do is it is going to remind you of something critical. It reminds you and me that Jesus Christ died for you and me. He raised him from the dead. The word dead takes us to the cross. And when we see the cross, what we should see, when we think about the cross, we should see there is God in the flesh who is taking a penalty on my behalf. I deserve to die, but Jesus died in my place. He didn't have to. He did it because of love. He died in our place. He took the bruises for us. He took the separation from God. He actually was separated from God in the moment when he was on the cross. That's a major idea. Wrap your head around that. He was fully separated from God. When Jesus on the cross, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? When we look at this, we go, I am putting my faith in a God who died in my place. He died for me. And then God, through his power, raised Jesus up from the dead to show you and me that God has the power to give life alone. And we look at that and we go, this faith, my eternity, it does not rest on something that I've done. It does not rest on something that I have given to somebody, not something that I have necessarily understood, but just the belief in my heart that this Jesus died in my place. And because of Jesus, you got to get this. Because of Jesus, when I stand in front of God, he is going to say, you are eternally safe because you put your faith in God who died on the cross for you and rose from the dead. You do not get to go up and go, hey, I put my faith in God, but I also gave all of my old shoes to Red Cross. He's going to go, I don't really care about that. Your shoes sucked anyway. You see, what people do is they try to take what God has done here, what Jesus did here and God did here through Jesus, and they try to say, I'm going to add to this and I'm going to do something to this. But all it is it's a belief in your heart where you say, I'm taking my faith and I'm putting it in God for my eternity. And then what does it say at the end of that passage? It says, you will be saved. It's done. You see, my daughter was born this week. She can't like come out and be like, oh, you know what? I was born today, but I don't want to be your daughter tomorrow. Once my daughter, always my daughter. When she starts pooping real poop, still my daughter. Still her. Still the one that is born at a certain moment in time that for the rest of history will be my daughter. When you embrace Jesus Christ and you put your faith in him for your eternity, You are called born again. Maybe you didn't grow up in the church. You've heard this. That's where they get the whole idea, born again. You're born again. Jesus told some spiritual leaders about being born again. When you're born again, you become Jesus's daughter. You become Jesus's son. Nothing you can do can stop that. You didn't do anything to earn that privilege. There's nothing you can do to lose it. You place your faith in God for your eternity once and for all. Done. Sealed. Listen, I'm excited. In the Bible, it says, when you embrace Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for you, that your name is written down in a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus is the Lamb. It's his book. It's his Rolodex. And he wrote your name down. And he said, no matter what, they placed their faith in me for eternity. They're going to be with me for eternity. That's it. Faith in the right place makes us eternally safe. You see, this is the most important piece of faith, where you fully rely upon Jesus for your eternal destination. It's critical, because what happens is if you delude your eternal safety because of your faith in Jesus, if you add different works or different things that you do to it, then you lose what it is. You see, when you take the cross and you add something else to the cross, then you get rid of the cross and you just look at the something else. You believe, look what I did, look who I am, look how I act. And Jesus says, for your eternity, there's nothing you did, there's nothing you act, there's nothing you are. It's all one right here, my son on the cross, dying for your sins. That's it. Don't add anything to that, because it deludes it. And what it does is it steals from the energy that God has given you as you live in his death, burial, and resurrection to catapult you forward to living out faith every single day. Every single day is a different kind of faith. I've depended on God for my eternity. Because I truly believe in his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, it has given me what Scripture says is new life. And then, like Kevin talked about in his prayer, you have this gift of faith. He gave you a gift of faith to trust him eternally, and then he develops your faith every single day. So what we all have is we all have the ability to trust God with our eternal faith. And this is step one. And then we have to say, I'm going to trust God every day. And what this means is everyday life. Everyday life. Do you depend upon God? Right now, let me ask you, who do you depend upon? Like, who do you rely on? You see, God wants us to, because of this safety, to say, can't you see? Can't you see that, like, I took care of your biggest issue? And that means that I can take care of your issue today. And so much of us, so many of us, we rely upon God for our eternity. And then we just go back to relying on ourselves for everyday life. And he goes, man, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, I've done so many great things for you, and I've handled so much of the heavy lifting. Why are you trying to do this by yourself? You see, faith is this substance. It's this outpouring. It's where we go, because of what God has done, I'm going to do. I'm going to live this thing out. And I'm going to do it because I'm going to trust God who's commanding me to do it. And I'm just going to believe that no matter what happens, I'm relying on him. I'm going to do things his way. And I'm going to trust the joy that comes from fully depending upon a God who has my best interests in his heart. And I'm going to let everything else play out the way that God wants it to. Because if God made it work out here, he can make it work out here. Now, in Scripture, this idea of everyday faith is a huge concept. What happens is you will see people that lose everyday faith. Like, if you grew up in the Bible or grew up in Bible-believing churches, if any of you grew up in the Bible, I want to meet you afterwards, because we're going to write a story or something. But if you grew up in church, And you heard about David, right? Well, David, right? David was anointed by God. David had fully put his faith in God, but then he messed up every day. You look at Abraham. Abraham, he fully believed in God. It says in scriptures that he believed God and it was accredited unto him as righteousness. What that means is that he believed that God was his way to eternal life. And God said, here you go. You get it. You get it because you believe. You have eternal life. And then he went on and he lied and he disobeyed God time and time again. He lost the faith. And that's what happens is what we do is we go like this. Okay, I got this figured out. So how much of this do I even really have to worry about? Do I really have to depend upon God every single day when he's already figured out my eternity? I mean, come on, you and me are like this, right? We go through seasons where we're like, have the biggest problems. We have the biggest issue that could possibly happen in our lives. And then we just like close the door on everyday faith and throw it out and do it our own way. And then something gets difficult, something gets really challenging, something as in our mind as paramount as the need for eternal life, like a boyfriend or girlfriend thing, like you break up, and you're like, whoa, this is huge. Now, Jesus, will you please have him call me back? That's how we view it. We go, Jesus, you died on the cross for me, so you can make him love me again. We get to the point of so much desperation that we go back every day. We're like, okay, I'm going to come back to you, God, and now I'm going to depend upon you because there's something that I want. That is losing the faith. That is going to God and saying, God, I'm going to use you to get what I want because you gave me what I need most, so I'm just going to take the rest as I want it. And God says, why wouldn't you take your faith, your everyday faith, and fully place it in me? Do you not see what I'm capable of? In scripture, this is everywhere. And there's a great example of everyday faith in the Old Testament, and it's revisited in the New Testament. In Hebrews chapter 11, what we see is a list of people groups that exhibited not eternal faith. The stories in Hebrews 11, if you grew up in the church, are not really about eternal faith. They're about everyday faith. They're about following God's command. They're about saying, he handled the biggest stuff, so we trusted him with everyday stuff. And there's a list of people that trusted him a lot every single day. And in Hebrews, you get this all these different stories of all the people, some of the ones that I mentioned earlier, and it takes us to this spot in Hebrews where we see a story of a bunch of people that had everyday faith. I'm going to read this to you, then I'm going to tell you the backstory. It was faith that brought the walls of Jericho tumbling down after the people of Israel had walked around them 7 days as God had commanded them. This is in Hebrews chapter 11. This is an example of everyday faith. What happened is God had a people group. They were the Israelites. You've heard this story. If you haven't heard the story, Christian Bale is going to be Moses in a new rendition of the Exodus story. You're going to hear that the people of Israel were set free and God delivered them. They get set free from Pharaoh in Egypt and they wander around the desert for 40 years and Moses ceases to be the leader and then there's a new leader named Joshua that takes them into this land that was called the Promised Land. This was the land that God had said, here's where my kingdom on earth through you people is going to grow. And Joshua takes them into that territory, and when they get into that territory, there is a fortified city called Jericho. It is extremely high walls, and it says in the text, in the Old Testament, it says no one could get in, no one could get out. It was completely just shut down. And God comes to Joshua, the new leader of the Israelites, and he tells him, this is crazy, he goes, that city is yours. He's like, that city is mine? I don't know how I'm going to even get in there. We can't even get in there. How is that city mine, God? How in the world are you? He says, I'm telling you, that city, I'm going to give it to you. You just have to do some everyday things. I just want you to listen to me and do some everyday things. So Joshua's like, dude, you know, you've given us this land. We'll take that land, whatever, this territory. Come on. And he says, here's what you're going to do. And this is crazy. And this is the thing about faith. Everyday faith sometimes gets mundane, sometimes doesn't make sense. The people around you might go, you're losing your mind. But that's what everyday faith looks like because you're putting your faith in God, not in the people around you and not in yourself. So here's what he tells them to do. This is the part about faith that can look crazy, but in the end is amazing. Here's what he goes. He says, take the people, the little army you have, the priests, the leaders, march around Jericho. You might have heard this story growing up if you went to church. March around Jericho. You're going to do it 6 days in a row. You're going to march around. You're going to play musical instruments for 6 days. Each day, you're going to march around. You're going to blow trumpets for 6 days, but you're not going to say anything. You're not going to shout. You're not going to say any words. And he says, do that every day. And it literally says that Joshua took the people. They marched around. They played some instruments. They got around the city, these huge walls of Jericho, and then they went back to their camp. And then the next day, Joshua's like, all right, we're going to go do what we did yesterday again. And I'm sure the people are just like, dude, why? That didn't do anything. Like, we don't even sound good. We need to practice. Like, the band was out. Like, this is not, I don't really understand why you want us to go do that again. He's like, I'm telling you, we need to trust God every day. We need to just do what he said. We need to do it again. So they go and they do it again. And imagine, like, okay, he's like, look, guys, I'm going to tell you that we're going to do this for 6 days, and you're just going to have to trust. You're just going to have to trust that this is what God has for us. Because God's told us to do this, so we're going to do this. And I'm sure everyone was just peaches about it. Just, let's just go. Can we march again? The sixth day comes. They march around again. He's like, guys, tomorrow we're going to march around 7 times all in one day. On the seventh time, we're going to play our instruments. And then when I go like this, everyone's going to shout. And when they shout, he's like, and when you shout, all the walls are going to come tumbling down and we're going to just go in. And the city's going to be ours. And they're like, are you serious? And he's like, yes, that is the result of everyday faith. Didn't you know that? Did you guys not catch my joke there? I just did a reference where I acted like Joshua had sat in this sermon. But he didn't. It was thousands of years ago. You guys should know that, okay? Why would we do that? Because God said so. That's everyday faith. So here's what happens. This is so cool. They do this thing. He goes like this. They shout, and the walls come down. Now, Warren, Pastor Warren, who is on staff here, still pastor in our community, he went to Israel. Our church, actually all of us, we sent him and his wife to Israel last year. And when he went to Jericho, he said this. This is really, really cool. He said that they have dug up where they found, and they think this city of Jericho was, and they found walls underneath the ground fully intact. Below the surface. Because what it says in the scripture, it says that when they shouted, the walls went down. And then it says that they walked right in and took the city. So if you have 20-foot walls that are 5 feet thick, and they just crumble to the ground, people aren't just going to walk right in there and take the city. You're going to be crawling over 15-foot mounds of rock. Instead, what happened is God, when they shouted, he responded to their faithfulness, and he earthquaked the ground right up, and the walls just went, and they walked in. And that's what happens when you and I make the decision to live by faith every day. The walls come tumbling down. Things happen. That's right. When you decide to say, okay, God, I already put my faith in you for eternity. I'm putting my faith in you every single day. It may not make sense. I'm actually just going to seal it, and I'm just going to listen. And you make the declaration every day, I'm going to obey. What's going to happen is that God is going to respond appropriately to your everyday faith. It does not mean that everything is going to be perfect. It does not mean that all your problems are going to go away. What it means is that your relationship with God is going to get closer to the way it should be, where you depend upon him and you watch him carry you through anything and everything with the foundation of your eternity and an outpouring of everyday faith. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people allow their circumstances and their lack of faith to mess them up. And what you need to know is you need to see the beauty of eternal faith springing forth in your everyday life. And not for a second believe that if you lose everyday faith, you lose eternal life. It's two separate things. You're born again, you're saved, and you live every single day the way that your Father in heaven wants you to because you trust him. This is not license for you to go do whatever you want. If you are the person that says, I'm going to do whatever I want because my eternity is secure, you don't understand how secure your eternity is. But I will say that God will love you through your challenging of him. And I'll even say this to scare you. It says in the scriptures that for Christians, there is a sin leading to death. In the same context, it says that God disciplines his children. Ooh, I didn't plan on saying this today. Hopefully I don't screw it up. Listen. God loves you like a father. And if you go and you take your eternal faith and then you just open this bad boy up and you just live the dream and do whatever you want and you don't put your faith in him every single day, he's like, you're my kid. I'm not going to allow that and I'm going to discipline you so that you get to the point where you go, I need to trust him every single day. I told you guys last week, sometimes God puts us on our backs to get us to look up. Sometimes God will let you go down a path of relying on yourself every single day so you get to the point where you have to rely upon him. But when you go down that path, you need to know that your eternity is secure. You see, there's scriptures in the Bible that talk about eternal security, assurance. It says in scripture that the Spirit himself talks to our spirit and tells us that we are his children. You need that. This right here should show you that. You need the Spirit of the living God to remind you of that. If you lose your faith, if I lose everyday faith, you're still eternally safe. But it is not your job or my job to test it, to go out and say, I'm going to do what I want to do, because God will lead you down the path that he wants you to. So here's the deal. I want to ask you this question. When you depend upon somebody, does it lead to obedience? When you depend upon someone in your life, you say, I'm relying on you, I'm depending on you, and you tell that person, a spouse, you say, I'm depending upon you, and that person comes to you and asks you to do something, don't you respond? You see, dependence leads to obedience. Dependence leads to obedience. When you truly rely upon God, then you are going to start to obey him in every single way. Now, I can sit here and we can talk for months about how to know when you're obeying God and when you're not. And for Christians, it's simple. You know. You see, you have the Holy Spirit of the living God. He's living inside of you. And when you step outside of living everyday faith, he goes, It's a small little voice that says, I don't think so. And you know it. And you have to make the decision every single day to say, I'm going to listen to that or I'm not going to listen to that. And for new Christians, what we do is we learn what God's pathway for our life is by the Word of God, by the Scriptures. And so it's a beginning to go, okay, this is how God has led. This is what God is saying. This is the direction for my life. The Scriptures reveal that. We're doing an entire series in the next couple of months called Start. It's all about reading your Bible. It's all about everyday faith. How do we learn? How do we grow? What do we read? How do we read it? It can be so challenging, but God has told us so much in his word so that we can rely on him every single day. Do you want to rely upon God every single day? Do you feel like you miss this? Do you feel like you lose your eternal security because you messed up every day? That's a lie. And some of us need to be reminded of that today. We need to be cleansed of that lie. We need our minds to change and we need to move forward. So I'm going to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray that you get locked up in this understanding of eternal security, that you are good, that God loves you, that your eternal life is set because you placed your faith in the cross, and that you are going to rely upon him every single day because of what he did on the cross. I'm going to pray for you. Let's just take a minute and let's just open up our hearts to God, because this is a huge deal. And right now, some of you have lost the faith. You lost it. You made that decision You said that thing, and there's two sides of that. You think that God doesn't want you around for eternity anymore. That's a lie. He loves you. He is never going to turn his back on you. The heart of God is when you mess up, he pulls you closer. He pulls you close. He whispers and he says, I have more. I have more. The grace that Jesus gave you that one day on the cross was not the end. He has more. Some of you just need to know right now that even if you lose faith every day or day by day at certain times, that your eternity is set. And you can rest in that. Don't add to that. Don't take away from that. Rest in that. Let eternal life speak to you every single day. Go back to the cross every single day. Be reminded of the price that was paid for you to spend eternity in heaven. And then, guys, all of us in this room, we're struggling. Some of us, we've never put our faith in God for our eternity. Some of us have put our faith in God and we're not living out everyday faith. And for some crazy reason, you showed up here today because you know that you have taken and opened up this box and you've removed your faith from God and you're stuck in knowing that your eternity is safe. But every single day you're doing your own thing, which means you're relying on you and you're relying on the people around you. And I just want to challenge you right now to make a decision to say, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done trusting in me. I'm done doing it my way. God, you got my eternity sealed. Please help me to trust you every single day. The Israelites had the opportunity to stop marching or look back and remember what God did at the Red Sea. He delivered them through the Red Sea, and they said, because he did that, I'm marching. March. Will you? If you're here today and you do not know God, you do not know Jesus, the Spirit of God is calling to you right now. And here's what he's saying. I love you. I didn't just die on the cross for all the people sitting in church. I died on the cross for you. And if you don't think like I want you to, I don't care. I love you anyway. If you haven't acted like I don't want you to, God says, I don't care. I love you anyway. If your beliefs are screwed up, your past is messed up, he says, I don't care. I died for you. I love you. God's heart is to draw you close when you feel your actions pushing away. Place your faith in Jesus for your eternity right now. Confess with your mouth. Say, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart and know that your eternity is set. And make the decision to wrestle through everyday faith with the rest of us. God, we worship you. We were created by you. You put us together. You breathe life. You made this planet. You built human beings. You gave us a soul. You gave us a mind. We worship you. We have to stop worshiping created things and only worship the Creator. You made us. And we sit in this dark room in an elementary school building to be reminded that we were created by you. So we worship you, we praise you, we honor you, we lift you up. We need you. God, develop our faith every day. In Jesus' name, amen.